朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
什么时候愁苦加增，我们就应该知道有别的东西进来了。
Whenever sorrows increase, you need to know something else is taking God's place.
我们需要治疗，我们需要恢复，我们需要重新健康。
We need healing, we need restoration, we need to be brought healthy again.
啊，因为有很多新来的，还有孩子们，我讲一个我曾经讲过的故事哈。
And there's a lot of new people here, a lot of newcomers. I'm going to share this story that I've shared before again.
有个弟兄我们都认识，他非常爱主。
There's a brother that loves the Lord dearly.
他在美国也是很有名的医生。
And he's a very famous doctor.
他年轻的时候。
And when he was younger.
他在纽约上班。
And he was working in New York.
但是他家住在 New Jersey.
But he lives in New Jersey.
所以每次要穿过 Hudson River.
And every time he has to go past Hudson River.
不管从上面的桥或是底下的 tunnel 走的时候，都很花功夫，早出晚归，非常辛苦。
Whether it be the bridge above or the tunnel underneath, it's very heavy traffic. It's very tough.
所以他心里面有个盼望。
So he had a desire.
主啊，有一天让我在医院旁边有一个小公寓哈，小房子就好了。
God, I pray that I would have a small apartment right next to the hospital where we can live.
主祝福他，让他后来买到一个小房子。
So the Lord really blessed him that he had a small place right next to the hospital.
就像 studio 一样 ，everything 都在一个房间里面。
And it was a studio.And everything was in that one room.
小厨房、小客厅、小浴室 ，everything 全部都在一间。麻雀虽小，五脏俱全。
The small kitchen, the small bathroom, it's very, very small, but it's very complete.
哦，他天天感谢神。
So every day he thanked God.
他不需要再去跟交通拥挤这个头痛了啊
，fight traffic. I don't have to drive and fight in traffic. I don't have to have such headaches anymore.
一出医院晃两下就到家了。
I get out of the hospital, a couple of steps, I'm home.
早上该上班的是起床一滚过去就到了。
Time to go to work. I roll off my bed. I'm at the hospital.
神道路上多少的时间
？I save so much time on the road.
他这个快乐的日子一直在进行。
And this, these happy days continue to go on.
哪里知道好景不长。
Not to realize it didn't last very long.
有一天，他的同事请他们一起去他家吃饭。
And one day, one of his colleagues invited him to go to his house to have a meal.
他一到他同事的家里面，另外一个医生的家里面。
He went to his colleague's house, another doctor's house.
啊，豪宅
！Wow, big mansion.
High ceiling.
High ceiling.
大客厅
，big living room.
他说，连他的厕所都比他整个 studio 还大。
He said his bathroom is bigger than his entire studio.
然后他们带他到他的卧房去参观。
And then they brought him into his bedroom.
天上是透明的天窗，可以看星星、看月亮的。
A sky, skylights throughout the entire ceiling. You could see the heavens at night.
然后他睡的床不晓得是席梦思还是什么，是反正是一个扇形的啊。
And his bed is even a very, very
像扇子一样啊
fancy shape. It's kind of like a leaf, like a fan.
然后那个床尾呢，摆了一整排的很贵的 stereo 那个 speaker。
And right next to the headboard is a very, very
音响立体音响。
Stereo system。
然后他就跟他们神气了。
And then he boasts to all his friends。
他就打开他的立体音响。
And he turned on his stereo system。
非常美妙的音乐啊。
And the live sound flooded the room。
然后不得了，还有 background music， 还有背景音乐。
Not only that sound, there was background music。
一辆火车从第一个音箱开始，咚咚咚咚，换音箱过去啊。
The surround sound
had a
sound of a train going by, and you could picture the train going across the room. The room was so big.
他跟我们做见证说，他那天晚上回家的时候。
So he testified with us that night when he went back home.
平常是在心在奔，很快乐的回他的小窝。
And ordinarily, he was so happy, jumping and leaping as he goes back to his small studio.
那天看着他小窝，他不想进去，他觉得自己好窝囊。
That day, he looked at his studio. He says, "I don't want to go in there. I'm so pitied." He started pitying himself.
突然这句话出来。
And then these words came.
以别的代替耶和华的，他的愁苦。
He who replaces God with other gods, his sorrow shall increase.
我们弟兄是很爱主的，他马上对主说：“主啊，有你够了。”
And since our brother loves the Lord, so immediately he says, "God, you are more than enough for me."
弟兄姊妹，他从年轻从开始发展，他一路上让主居首位。
From his youth, he allowed the Lord to be at the first place in his life.
神非常祝福他，他不仅成为名医，他的物质生活非常的富裕。
The Lord blessed him tremendously. Materially, he's very blessed.
而且更让我钦佩的就是他从来没有 vacation 为自己弄，他全部到全美国各地去传福音。他只要放假就出去传福音。
He never used vacation for himself. Every time he takes a vacation, he would go somewhere to share the gospel.
弟兄姊妹，这是叫做专一向着神。
This is what is called wholeheartedly.
世界常常用各样的方法进来夺去我们对神专一的爱。
The world oftentimes will come in and rob us of that singularity of heart towards God.
可能是一个嗜好，可能是一个娱乐，可能是 49er, 可能是 anything else.
Maybe it's a hobby, maybe it's something that we delight in, maybe it's the 49ers.
你们不要难过 ，I am a 49er fan.
Don't be sad. I am a 49ers fan too.
That's when I was young.
But when I was younger.
这个 Joe Montana, 你们看过他吗？
Have you guys
ever
known Joe Montana? Have you seen him?
That's his fan.
I was his fan.
从前
a long time ago.
那就是没别的东西不能够取代主的。
But nothing can replace God.
只要有力量，我们要去面对他的。
As long as we have strength, we gotta face it.
而底下讲到他是合神心意的。
And then it says that the offering must be according to his heart.
整个以色列北国有20个王。
And the northern,
有19个王。
In the northern kingdom, there were 19 kings.
他们全部得罪神，他们拜金牛犊。
Every single one of them offended God. They worshipped the golden calf.
每一个王在他这一生结束的时候，圣灵给他一个评语。
And the scripture at the conclusion of the end of his reign, the scripture had a conclusion for his life.
这十九个王里面，至少有17个神都用了同一句话说：“只是他不离开。”尼巴的儿子耶罗波安所犯的那罪。
17 of the 19, the scripture concluded that this king did not depart from the sin of Jeroboam, that particular sin that Jeroboam was committed.
其他两个没提，并不代表他没犯，因为金牛犊一直在。
And the other two were mentioned doesn't mean that they did not offend it because the golden calf continually existed.
在南国这二十个王里面，只有8个王是好王，其他都是坏王。
In the southern kingdom, only 8 of the kings were good. All the other ones were wicked.
然后这八个好王，神讲完他行耶和华眼中看为正的事以后
，And these 8 kings, the scripture says that these kings did what was right, what was good in God's eyes.
常常有一句话跟在后面，此事纠缠还没有废去。
But sadly, the words would follow and say.The high places were not removed.
好像在至高者神的心中有个遗憾呢。
But in the Most High God, in his heart, there's a regret.
这些人虽然是一个开始行正事的王
，But yes, these kings they are doing what is right.
但是他们对我的敬拜
，But concerning worship towards me,
仍然没有照着我所定的方式。
They did not worship me according to my way.
在秋坛可以向假神拜，也可以向耶和华拜。
On the high altars, they can worship false idols, and they worship me as well.
连北国拜金牛犊的时候，都说这是领你们出埃及的耶和华。
And the northern kingdom, when they worship the golden calf, they say, "Behold, this is the God that led you out of Egypt."
他们的讲法仍然说我是在拜神。
And their way of speaking is that I am still worshiping this God.
他们照着自己的方法来敬拜神。
But they worship God according to what they thought was right.
他们为了自己的好处来敬拜神。
According to what would benefit them most, they worship God.
因为耶罗波安怕百姓跑到南边归顺犹大，所以他自己在这里立了金牛犊。
Because Jeroboam was afraid that the people would return back to Judah. So he says, let's establish a place of worship and a golden calf here.
很多人这侍奉是挑自己的兴趣，所以今天你去看众教会，有很多的侍奉是五花八门的。
And a lot of people serve according to their own delight. So many churches you go to, you discover that
各式各样的。
There are all sorts of styles of service.
每一个人照着自己认为对的去做。
And everyone did according to what they think is right.
这是四世纪的最后一句话。以色列人任意而行。
And this is the conclusion in the book of Judges that the people of Israel did what was right in their own eyes.
因为他们没有王，他们任意而行。中文翻任意而行，英文是说照着自己认为对的去做。
And because they had no kings, they did what was right according to their own eyes, their own heart.
所以我听说在中国有些人有些教会定的规矩，你要来领圣餐，旁边放了一个盒子，先交钱再领圣餐。
And you've heard stories that in mainland China, some places they would have a offering box and say you must offer before you can partake the bread and the cup.
怎么可以把主的圣餐跟要奉献合在一起呢？我们是该奉献，是要鼓励奉献，不可以把这两件事摆在一起。
How can you put these things together? Yes, we ought to offer to the Lord, but these two things at the moment has nothing to do with each other.
啊，有人说教会大家太忙了，没有空祷告，那做工都该得工价，所以我们出钱黑白傲，找人来教会为教会祷告。
And a lot of people say that we're too busy now, nobody has the time to pray, so now let's pay somebody that they would come to church and pray for the church.
Brothers
and sisters, these things I've heard from myself personally.
We need
to be so careful.
We don't
do what is right according to our own eyes. We've got to come back to the scriptures. According to His heart to
serve.
Thirdly,willingly and our very best to the Lord.
但是我刚才已经讲过了，神常常厌烦，甚至叫人把门关起来。
I talked about this already. A lot of time we annoy God. God says, "Close the door."
为什么神不喜欢
？Why did not God delight in it?
第一个，大家不是真心要敬拜神。
Because we did not really want to worship Him with our heart.
他们是交差了事。
And they just want to take care of some business.
他们只是怕得罪神。
They are afraid that they would offend God.
完全失去了奉献真正的意义，是我爱他，我敬畏他，我敬拜他。
They lost the meaning and the true meaning of worship and service. That I love Him, I worship Him.
因为神所要的敬拜是用心灵和诚实敬拜他的。
Because the worship that God desires, the worship that comes out of spirit and in truth.
啊，第二个。
And secondly,
有的人也是真的是要来敬拜神。
A lot of people really do want to worship.
也是真的只是要奉献给神。
And they really do want to offer to God.
但是他们不够尊重神。
But they do not respect God.
所以马拉基书说他们把群羊中、把牲畜中那些生病的、不洁净的、这个残缺的、不好的拿来奉献给神。
The book of Malachi says that there would be those who would bring those who are sick or blemished, that the ones that they don't want, they would come and bring it to God.
所以神说你这些东西，地上的君王、首领会悦纳吗
？And God asked them, "Would the king of your time accept these offerings?"
如果你这样子东西连君王、首领都不好意思献的话
，Even the kings of this land, you would not give to the give them these things.
怎么会想到拿这个东西来给至高者、万王之王呢
？How would you think that you can bring these things to the Lord Most High?
好，弟兄姊妹，这是讲到态度的问题。
And this speaks of an attitude.
神配得我们的最好。
God is worthy of our very best.
连我们的最好，在他的眼中都不够看的。
Even our very best cannot even be looked at by God.
但是当我们愿意把最好给他的时候，他就悦纳。
When you're willing to give God your very best, He will accept those offerings.
所以我上次跟你们讲的那个例子，有人在奉献箱旁边掏出皮夹，挑最小的。钞票，然后最烂的钞票挑了三张丢进去了。
And so I told you the story. One man came next to the offering box. He pulled out his thick wallet. He picked three of the oldest and the smallest value bills and put in the offering box.
跟我们讲故事的那个传道人说，他很后悔那天没有去 stop 他。
And the pastor who told the story, he said, "I regretted that day that I did not go and stop him."
用这边神缺这三块钱吗
？Does God lack $3?
神需要你用这样子的态度。来羞辱他的家吗
？God, does God need this type of attitude to bring shame to His house?
不是三块钱多跟少的问题。
It has nothing to do with the value, whether it's more or less the $3 bill.
寡妇的两个小钱，神宝贝成那样子。
The two mite of the widow, God treasures.
你只把所有的最好的都放出来。
Because she has given her very best to God.
这不在乎外面的多跟少，而是在乎我们的心真不真。
It has nothing to do with the quantity, but the quality of our hearts.
我是不是愿意真的把最好的给神
？Am I willing to give my very best to God?
所以听说有一次，这个英国女王微服出巡的时候。
So it was said that one time the Queen of England went out to just walk about.
那天她想自己一个人出去，她把所有水桶都打发开，她一个人散步。
And she wanted to be by herself, so she told all the guards to not follow her.
就突然碰到大雨啊
！And all of a sudden, a great rain came.
所以她躲到一个人家里面，后来雨不停，她只好敲门。
And she was hiding under the awning of a house, and the rain wouldn't stop, so she knocked on the door.
她就跟她借了一把伞。
And she said, "May I borrow an umbrella?"
这个女主人出来，看到外面一个陌生人，也不认识。
The master of the house didn't recognize her, and
更不要说。知道她是女王。
And not say that she knew that she was the king.
她进去找了家里面一个破烂不用的旧伞借给她。
So she went and found a broken, a rugged umbrella and gave it to her.
然后女王说：“谢谢你，我明天我一定会还给你。
”And the queen says, "I thank you very much. I will return this to you."
然后过了两三天
，After a couple of days,
这个马车大臣把这个旧伞送回来。
And the carriage of the queen came to this house to return this.
负责一个礼物，负责一个谢函，女王对他的谢谢鉴赏给我，女王。
With a gift, with a note, the queen says, "Thank you for lending me your umbrella."
哇，那个人简直是羞愧、懊悔的不得了。
And that person regretted and was utterly shamed.
如果我知道是可敬的女王，我一定请她进来，我一定把最好的给她。
If I knew it was the queen, I would invite her in. I would give her my very best.
还是弟兄姊妹。主耶稣说：“你们坐在我弟兄中最小的一个，就是直接坐在我的身上。”
The Lord says, "What you've done in the least among you, you've done it for me."
所以我们今天周围有很多有需要的。
And there are many people around us who have needs.
也可能就是自己的家人。
And perhaps those individuals are right under the same roof.
当我们在这里摆上的时候
，When we're willing to offer up ourselves,
当我们带着爱，我们坐在主的身上。
When we do it in love and do it on the Lord,
甘心的，而且把最好的做出来。
Willingly with our very best.
最后
and lastly,
他说这是每一天早晚都要献的祭。
These are sacrifices that you need to give at the beginning of the day, at the conclusion of the day.
这绝对不是只有新年。
So it's not just on the New Year.
绝对不是只有退休会。
It's not just during the retreats.
这是每一天的事。
Something you do every day.
早上晚上都要的。
In the morning and the evening.
而且上面说到坛上的火不可以熄灭。
And then it says that the fire on the altar cannot be quenched.
我没有时间去读利未记，大家回家读。
And we don't have time to read Leviticus. I ask everyone to read it when you get home.
至少读利未记第六章九到十三节。
Chapter 6, verse 9 through 13.
他几次提到坛上的火不可以叫它熄。
Many times the Lord says the fire on the altar can never go out.
要坛上的火不熄灭。
And for the altar, the fire to never go out.
两件最重要的事。
Two things must happen.
第一个，上面的祭牲要常常更新。
Number one, the sacrifices on the altar must be added or renewed all the time.
你要常常更新你的奉献。
You need oftentimes renew the offering you have before God.
所以新的祭牲自由下来，火就更旺了。
So the fat from the offering continues to drip onto the fire will burn more fiercely.
所以第一个讲到我们这边要常常更新自己的奉献。
It speaks of the fact that us, every single day, we need to renew our offering to the Lord.
因为这边圣经上特别讲到我们现在是活祭。
And the Bible particularly says that we are living sacrifices.
这个活祭有什么特别？大家有没有想过
？You guys thought about the characteristics of a living sacrifice?
所有旧约的祭牲基本上上了祭坛就都死了。
Every sacrifice that goes on the altar in the Old Testament is pretty much dead.
只有我们是活的祭牲，这是从来没有过的。
Except for us, we are living sacrifices, never existed before.
你要不要我们大家都讲一下，我是很特别的祭牲。
Let's everybody say, I am a very special sacrifice.
真的
？Everyone, really?
旧约里面没有过的。
This never existed in the Old Testament.
我们是很特别的，我们是活祭。
We are very special. We are living sacrifices.
这是他第一个特别的地方。
Something that's very special.
他第二个特别的地方。
And the second thing,
是他还是活的，所以很麻烦。
And because it is still alive, it is hard to handle.
这个祭物在祭坛上摆好了，切好筷子，一烧，它乖乖的，它不会乱跑。
The Old Testament, you know, the sacrifices are already cut in pieces. You lay them on the altar. They're not going to get up and run around.
但是我们这些活祭带着所谓的自由意志。
And we who are living sacrifices with a free will.
所以我们上去又下来，常常的事情。
We get on the altar, we jump down. We get on, we jump down. It happens very often.
我曾经讲过，你有没有想过哈？就是我们平常用的这些东西。
And I've asked you guys to think about this. Have you ever thought your ordinary things that you use?
因为我们拥有的太少了，神拥有我们，对不对？但我们这个人拥有的东西太少了。
And perhaps God, we don't own enough stuff, so we don't think about this very much.
假如你现在所拥有的所有的物质的东西
，And let's say all the physical things that you own right now,
它全部活过来
，And it comes alive,
全部有自由意志。
Every item has its own free will.
年轻人，你们花三十秒想一下哈。Everything you have your own， 它现在都有 free will。
Everything you possess, everything you own right now has a free will.
Can you survive?
Can you survive?
Josh, Arthur， 不知道。
Don't know.
我举个例子，你早上要刷牙，牙刷说你嘴巴太臭了，我不肯进去。
I'll give an example. You pick up a toothbrush and you want to brush your teeth in the morning. The toothbrush is, oh man, that filthy, stinky place. I don't want to get it.
你上班都快迟到了，你一发动引擎，引擎说我今天太累了，老子不想动。
And you get out, start the car says, I am too exhausted today. I don't want to go anywhere. I want to stay home.
你想要喝水的时候，那个人说：“我不想去你肚子，我想去他的肚子。”
And you were about to drink some water. The water goes, I don't want to go in your stomach. I want to go in that person's stomach.
所有东西都有自由意志的话，你怎么活
？Everything's got free will. How do you live?
所以你就晓得神要带领我们这一班人真的是很辛苦。
So for you to imagine God wants to lead this people is very difficult.
有一次，有一个爸爸听到他五六岁的女儿在房间祷告。
One time, a father heard his daughter. She's about 5-6 years old. She was praying.
他听到他女儿用一个很惊叹、很敬佩的口气对主耶稣说：“主耶稣啊，你太伟大了。
”And she said with a very expressive voice, "Oh Lord Jesus, you're so great."
我才一个弟弟，我都管不了他，你怎么管得了天上这么多人
？I can't control my one little brother. How do you control so many people in the world?
因为什么？这叫做活祭的麻烦。
This is the difficulty of a living sacrifice.
这是第二个。
Secondly,
第三个。
Thirdly,
活祭第三个特点
the third characteristic of a living sacrifice,
只有我们可以一再更新的奉献
Only we can once, again and again renew our offering.
所有的祭物献一次 that's all, once for all, 就上去了
Every offering is offered once and for all.
但是我们下来我们还可以再更新奉献
But if we get off of the altar, we can get back on again.
所以我跟弟兄姊妹讲你千万不要因为退休会又是更新奉献你想我去年奉献过了没用今年不上去了
So please don't have this attitude that when we go to retreat, you're like, oh, we're going to offer again this year. I already did it last year, not this year. I don't want to go up there anymore.
我跟你讲我去参加任何聚会只要有奉献的机会我一定站起来奉献
I will tell you, every meeting that I attend, if there's an opportunity, there's an altar call, I will always get up.
因为更新奉献是每一天的事
Because for me to renew my offering, it's an every single day thing.
更不要说一年才那么几次特别聚会
But not to say these special conferences.
好在这里讲到奉献第一个也需要祭牲不断的更新
And first of all, the offering needs to renew himself every single day.
第二个要不断的添柴加火
And secondly, the fire needs to keep going, so the wood and the sacrifice must be continually
在旧约这个是祭司跟立位人的事情
And in the Old Testament, these are the responsibility of the Levites and the priests.
在新约我们所有人都是祭司我们都有责任添柴加火
In the New Testament, we are all priests, and we need to make sure the fire never goes out.
为自己的祭坛为家庭祭坛为教会的祭坛为这个世代的祭坛我们都有责任来加柴添火
For your personal altar, for your family altar, for the church's altar, for the altar of this generation, we have the responsibility to make sure the fire does not go out.
你们都很有慧心哈，怎么加柴？什么是柴火
what is wood? What is to keep this fire going?
这个德雄女士 facility.
Anthony, you would know this.
怎么加柴添火？
How do we make sure we keep adding? What is this wood that will keep the fire going?
要
更多人。More and more people needs to come out and help.
要更多人加入 maintenance group.
More people come and be partakers of the maintenance group.
让他受到激励哈，就同伴的激励很好哈。
Encouragement of companions, excellent.
我帮你美化一下，还有什么
？Anything else？
你们都不知道天才家伙圣经读了这么多遍干什么的
we not allowed the fire go out at the wood
David too
anybody has
any OK 很好哈这个读的这个 living word of God 你读主的话常常不管是借着稳定的灵修或是读一篇信息或是听一篇好的讲道都会让我们里面加柴添火
to read the word of God to come to read a wonderful passage to focus on what God is saying to meditate on the word of God that will help the fire going
别的教会我不知道
I don't know about other churches
因为太多各式各样的教会
and there are many different styles
但是我决定相信如果你在这个教会里面你真心用心灵诚实投入我们每一次的敬拜你里面的火一定会烧起来
and I know that if you sincerely come with all of your heart to come and worship the Lord whenever we come together to worship that fire will continue to be kindled
好的敬拜会让我们的火爱火重燃
a good worship will cause our fire to burn towards God
我们这个听到别人见证的激励也会让我们里面火烧起来对不对
when we hear the encouragement the testimony of others will cause us to revive and put the fire to burn
我的例子已经够多了这个是大家礼拜五小组讨论的
I gave enough examples it's something that we could talk aboutThis coming Friday,
我希望我们大家一起来帮忙，来找出添柴加火的路，然后我们大家一起来。
Everybody, if you're all small group, find the way to get the fire going, and we'll do it all together.
让自己的火烧，让家庭祭坛的火烧，让教会的祭坛，甚至这个世代的祭坛的火，能够不 烧。
The fire would burn not only for our own personal altars, but this our family and our church as a whole for this generation.
好了，那新约的这句话背诵经文，我们一起来读，读完我就要结束了。
Let's read the memorization verse together, and I'm going to bring it to conclusion.
这其实已经是上礼拜的背诵经文了，大家应该可以背了。
It's the same verse from last week, so we should be able to recite it somewhat.
对，如果你们可以看我的话，就尽量看我哈。
If you can look at me, look at me.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。啊，弟兄姊妹，我们今天来到新约。
But sister, we are here now in the New Testament.
没有血，没有坛。
No more blood, no more altar.
但是神在这里天天盼望着祭坛上有活祭献上。
But yet God desires that upon the sacrifice, this altar, there's a living sacrifice daily.
当你真爱一个人的时候
，When you really love someone,
你一定希望知道说他最盼望的是什么，什么能叫他快乐。
You will want to know what would cause that person to be happy, what that person wants most.
圣经上这么清楚告诉我们，我们把自己献上当作活祭，是他所喜悦的。
The scripture tells us very clearly that when we offer ourselves as a living sacrifice, it is the Lord.
是可以 priest 他的。
It will please him.
而且这里讲的奉献是全人的奉献。
And this sacrifice is a complete offering.
不管 give me thy heart, 不管把心给他。
It's not only just to give him your heart.
这是灵魂体的奉献。
But spirit, soul, and body.
奉献到一个地步，我的身体都愿意献上。
To the point where I'm willing to offer up my body to the Lord.
所以你有心爱主，跟真正能够 physically 能够准时，能够参加禁食祷告，能够早上起来灵修，这都是讲到要用身体的。
So your willingness to come to church on time, to wake up in the morning, have devotions, and even fast, these talks about your body willing to offer to the Lord. And I pray that we are it's a complete offering to God.
而且是时间、金钱、恩赐各方面的奉献。
Time, money, wealth, everything we possess, our talents.
所以我上个礼拜曾经讲过，当我们看到祭坛、想到祭坛的时候。
And I said last week, when we see the altar,
我们要记得两句话是什么
？We need to remember two sayings.
他为我死，我为他活。
He died for me, I will live for him.
我一进圣所，看见一个大祭坛就在我的眼前。
When I walk into the holy place, I see this big altar right in front of me.
他提醒我，耶稣爱我，为我死在十字架上。
It reminds me Jesus loves me, He died on the cross.
为我开了一条路，我可以进到至圣所来亲近神。
He's opened a new and living way that I may come to the holiest of holies to worship God.
同样的，看到祭坛也提醒我，我要爱主一生。
And when I see the altar, it reminds me that I need to love God with the rest of my life.
不仅他为我死，我要为他活。
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，很高兴你的收听，也盼望你的来信。如果你还没有相信主耶稣，请到活在耶稣里施工网站的首页，点击永生之道，理解耶稣真理，今天就相信主耶稣，从而享受主内新生命的永生祝福。